RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for maintaining unity in diversity. To prevent hoax, Indonesian Cyber Media Association is declared. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for all countries in Asia and Africa to honor plurality and make the spirit of unity in diversity as the spirit of Asia and Africa. It was said by Indonesian head of state in the 62nd anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference at the State Palace on Tuesday.
Saya meyakini kerjasama Asia dan Afrika.
I believe the Asia-Africa cooperation can be improved, and I also hope that the spirit of unity in diversity is also the Asian-African spirit. To all the people of Indonesia, President Joko Widodo also advised not to be easily tempted by racial and religious issues that weaken the nation. He also said the Indonesian people should not be afraid to fight against intolerance and violence in the name of anything. The president called on to continue to strengthen the joint commitment in maintaining and carrying the portrait of the Indonesian nation, namely Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, unity in diversity. The commemoration of the 62nd anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference was attended, among others, by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, the former President Megawati Sukarnoputri, and all ministers. On the occasion, all attendants of the event signed a Declaration of Life and Let Life Asia-Africa Unity and Diversity. The phrase Life and Let Life, Unity and Diversity is known a quote from the speech of the first Indonesian President Sukarno in the Asia-Africa Conference in 1955. A number of cyber media leaders in Indonesia declared an Indonesian Cyber Media Association, or AMSI, in the Press Building, Jakarta on Tuesday, April 18. The declaration is done based on the cyber media company needs to make a place in order to strengthen the press existence in Indonesia. On the dialogue, which was organized after the launching, the AMSI president Wenceslaus Manggut said that one of the goals of the establishment of AMSI is to strengthen the journalistic product's quality of cyber media based on ethical code and manage cyber medias in Indonesia.
Untungnya menjadi gabung di AMSI, saya kira gurunya banyak banget.
The advantage of joining AMSI, I think we have so many teachers. Digital teacher, those to make small company into a big company. If you want to make training camp, we have many teachers here that can be a partner for a joint discussion in forming a website. There's also ethical teachers who understand the cyber media politic or journalistic politic.
Guru etika, guru-guru yang memahami politik media cyber atau politik journalistik.
Wenceslaus further explained, the establishment of the association is also aimed to fight hoax information that spread recently. On the similar occasion, the Community and Information Minister Rudiantara expressed his support on the association's establishment. He hoped the association can accommodate the cyber and online media that beginning to rise in Indonesia. With the accommodation, information that spread through online will be better and useful for the public. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has signed a presidential decree on the implementation of 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. The presidential decree is effectively applied shortly after it was signed by the president on Tuesday. While leading a cabinet meeting on the preparation of the 18th Asian Games 2018 at the presidential office Tuesday, President Joko Widodo expressed hope that Indonesia as the host of 2018 Asian Games could attract the attention of the world. President Joko Widodo encouraged all ministers to promote the upcoming event. I also call for the promotion and information related to the Asian Games 2018 so that this event will become a magnet the world's attention to Indonesia. I think I don't see that action yet. This opportunity should be utilized as well as possible. We should integrate it with the promotion of the country, the tourist destinations which I already have prepared. I also have to say that I have signed a presidential decree on the Asian Games 2018 and it is enacted now. President Joko Widodo also said that the development of infrastructure related to the preparation for the Asian Games should be conducted with a target to develop the sport in Indonesia in the future. The Asian Games is 488 days ahead. President Joko Widodo also hopes that all the details of the progress of the technical preparations in the field are observed. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said that the national economy will not be affected by the Jakarta gubernatorial election. Darmin Nasution said at his office in Jakarta Tuesday, April 18, that the economy is running just fine. Export is good. Import is good. The second round in Jakarta election between Basuki Cahayapurnama Jarod Saiful Hidayat pair and Anies Baswedan Sandiaga Uno is held on April 19, Wednesday. The Central Statistics Agency reported that Indonesia posted a trade surplus of $1.23 billion in March 2017, driven by non-oil and gas surplus of $2.02 billion. Export volume in March 2017 reached $14.59 billion, while import volume was recorded at $13.36 billion. In overall, Indonesia netted $3.93 billion in trade surplus between January and March 2017. The country posted $40.61 billion in export revenue in the period and $36.68 billion in import revenue. Meanwhile, Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that Jakarta election runoff has no bearing on national industries. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The central government will build a dam to cost 3 trillion rupiah in the Regency of Jayawijaya, Papua, to be completed in 2019. Deputy General Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce for Eastern Indonesia, Andiruman Karumpa, said the project is currently in the process of designing. Andiruma said, when opening a meeting of the leaders of the Papua branch of the Indonesian Federation of National Construction Executives, Gapensi, in this municipal town of the Jayawijaya district on Tuesday, that the water reservoir will supply clean water for farmers in Jayawijaya and people living in the mountainous area. President Joko Widodo wanted the project to be completed in 2019. Meanwhile, Jayawijaya region John Wempi Wetipo said he welcomed the plan of the central government to provide clean water for his district. He added, adding the Jayawijaya District Administration has a lot of ideas to develop the district, but all would need large funds. He hoped development programs in this district would have support from the provincial and central governments. The state-owned enterprises minister Rini Sumarno said that the state oil and gas company would have difficulties to expand its business overseas if it was required to set up an oil and gas business entity. Minister Rini pointed out that Pertamina must expand its business overseas because oil and gas reserves in Indonesia are depleting. Minister Rini Sumarno said at her office in Jakarta on Tuesday, April 18, that if Pertamina is required to be a business entity, it will not be able to make investments overseas. Pertamina serves a function to provide energy. Minister Rini made the comment in response to a proposal made by the House of Representatives Commission 7 overseeing energy affairs in relation to an establishment of an oil and gas business entity as part of the revision to the law on oil and gas. Minister Rini asserted that the government is aiming at realizing energy independence. Therefore, Pertamina was mandated to make investments overseas in a bid to acquire oil fields with huge reserves. According to Rini, Pertamina must secure energy supplies and realize the energy resilience as well as release Indonesia from being dependent on foreign countries. The last item. Directorate General of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry will earmark 467 billion rupiah, 35.1 million Singapore dollar this year to build 1,068 fishing boats in various sizes. Fish Catch Director General Sharif Wijaya said that the funds are aimed at boosting public's income and welfare and optimizing the fish catch sector. Sharif said at his office in Jakarta Tuesday, April 18, that massive illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing eradication effort also contribute to the fishermen's productivity. Bans on harmful fish catch equipment, such as trawls, also have an impact. Sharif added that the ministry will also provide 2,990 fishing equipment packages worth 79 billion rupiah or 5.9 million US dollar. In addition to the fishing equipment, workshops will be set up in 20 ports for more fishing boats with sizes below 30 GT than those with sizes above 30 GT in order to empower small-scale fishermen. Fishes can be found in the middle of the ocean as well as on shores thanks to ministry's policies on the fish resources sustainability. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for maintaining unity in diversity. To prevent hoax, Indonesian Cyber Media Association is declared. That was the news.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreoverly, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Referendum and the Future of Turkey. In the midst of euphoria in the camp of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after winning the referendum, the opposition led by the Turkish People Party or CHP requested a recount for more than 40% of the votes. The opposition suspect foul play in the referendum vote counting results implemented on Sunday, April 16. President Erdogan's side won the referendum by 51.41%. With this victory, the Turkish constitution will be changed from a parliamentary into a presidential system, thus the authority of the president will be greater. Erdogan stated that the 25 million people of Turkey have supported the changes. However, some large cities such as Ankara, Izmir, and Istanbul were against the referendum. Prime Minister of Turkey Binali Yildirim reinforced Erdogan's statement by saying the victory in the referendum as a new page in the history of Turkey. With his victory, Erdogan has a chance to run for president in the elections in 2019 and 2024, and he could rule until 2029. In the new constitution's presidency will be limited to only 2 times and there is no longer a prime minister. President is entitled to appoint and dismiss ministers and parliament no longer supervise the cabinet. But parliament can impeach the president. During the referendum campaign, Turkey's relation with 2 EU member states, Germany and the Netherlands, were strained. The 2 countries have banned Turkish officials from campaigning among Turkish diaspora there. After the victory of the Erdogan camp, the EU reacted cautiously. Some officials in EU member states consider relations with Turkey will be more complicated in the future. Indonesia certainly does not want to interfere in the results of the referendum in Turkey, but as a friend, Indonesia hopes Turkey in the presidential era will be much more developed. Turkey can learn from Indonesia's experience in amending the constitution and making the president elected directly by the people. However, whether the results of the referendum will be benefits the people of Turkey remains to be seen. Listener, that was commentary. For today, I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We start from April 1930. The Indonesian Soccer Association is established. The Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, is the parent organization which regulates football activities in Indonesia. PSSI was founded by Suratin Sosro Sugondo, with the first name of Persatuan Sepak Raga Seluruh Indonesia. PSSI joined with FIFA since November 1, 1952, and then by the Asian Football Confederation in 1954. Even being the pioneer establishment of the ASEAN Footballer Federation, Indonesian PSSI held Indonesian League competition annually and since 2005 organized the Indonesian Cup. The first PSSI chairman was Suratin Sosro Sugondo. On April 19, 1962, is commemorated as the Day of Civil Defense. On May 20, 1960, Indonesia was officially registered as a member of the International Civil Defense Organization, which later inspired the establishment of the Civil Defense Organization, formally on April 19, 1962. Then the day was taken as the day of the anniversary of the Civil Defense, or HANSIP. The Civil Defense is a security guard in Indonesia. The military has provided training for the HANSIP and give them weapons. HANSIP was established in each village and the members are appointed from the community. The civil society organizations is responsible for matters related to security and order and should help the local people in an emergency condition. The HANSIP is under the supervision of regents and governor of the local government. Since 2002, HANSIP has been renamed into the Public Protection or LINMAS, which has been directed to the Public Protection and Disaster Relief. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with a bomb terror in Oklahoma City. On April 19, 1995, the U.S. government office building in Oklahoma City destroyed by a car bomb. A total of 168 people, including 19 children who are in daycare centers, were killed. The car bomb also injured at least 500 people. The explosion was occurred after 9 a.m. local time when many people started to work in the building. The motives of the bombing was revenge for the U.S. attack security forces to the branch Davidian Divine Sects in Texas. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voice Green, today entitled The Ministry of Environment and Forestry Launched the Climate Page. Ministry of Environment and Forestry launched a discussion forum page of Climate Corner as an alternative means of learning of adaptation and mitigation of climate change, which is effectively implemented for society. The pojokiklim.menlhk.go.id page was launched at the Indo Green Environment and Forestry Expo 2017 in Jakarta Thursday on April 13 by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Bambang Hendroyono. The event was attended by the Chairman of the Advisory Council on Climate Change Control, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Sarwono Kusumaatmadja. An expert staff of Economy and Natural Resources, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Agus Justianto, told Antara many practices of adaptation and mitigation of climate change has already been done by Indonesia people. Agus Justianto hope the practices are discussed on the Pojok Iklim or the climate page and is expected to be disseminated and replicated elsewhere. Model of learning posted on the page are, among others, the use of biogas with a simple technologies for household energy needs. According to Agus, the practice was successfully to cut emitted methane emission into the atmosphere, and at the same time reducing the use of energy from fossil fuels. Agus said, the corner climate activities will make up effort more of former climate change which are already undertaken by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. The Climate Corner is openly pitched and joined with many stakeholders from the private sectors, civil society organizations, government agencies, and other community elements. Since the first running about a year ago, responses from stakeholders to the Climate Corner were very positive. Therefore, the climate corner page can be developed so that it can reach a wider audiences. Some topics on climate corner had even taken to the Indonesian pavilion on the climate change conference in Marrakesh, Morocco, in December 2016. He added, currently, there is constructed of the communication platform so that the climate discussion page could be done interactively. Meanwhile, Senior Advisor Indonesian Biodiversity Foundation, Dia Suradiraja, responded positively to the effort of the practices dissemination of controlling climate change at the Climate Corner Forum because a lot of practices have received less attention. In fact, according to Dia, if climate change control practices are duplicated elsewhere, the positive impact will be greater. It also shows Indonesia's seriousness in tackling climate change. Indonesia has ratified the Paris Agreement in an effort to control global climate change. Indonesia declared its commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 29% by 2030 with its own effort, or 41% with international support. The reducing the emissions came from forestry, energy, and waste management. Listener, that was the Boy Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for all countries in Asia and Africa to honor plurality and make the spirit of unity in diversity as the spirit of Asia and Africa. It was said by the Indonesian head of state in the 62nd anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference at the State Palace on Tuesday. A number of cyber media leaders in Indonesia declared an Indonesian Cyber Media Association, or AMSI, in the Press Building, Jakarta, on Tuesday. The declaration is done based on the cyber media company needs to make a place in order to strengthen the press existence in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has signed a presidential decree on the implementation of 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. The presidential decree is effectively applied shortly after it was signed by the president on Tuesday. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said that the national economy will not be affected by the Jakarta gubernatorial election. Export is good and import is good. The second round in Jakarta election between Basuki Cahayapurnama Jarot Saiful Hidayat pair and Anies Baswedan Sandiaga Uno is held on Wednesday, April 19. The central government will build a dam to cost 3 trillion rupiah in the Regency of Jayawijaya, Papua, to be completed in 2019. Deputy General Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce for Eastern Indonesia, Andi Ruman Karumpas, said the project is currently in the process of designing. State-owned Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno said that State Oil and Gas Company would have difficulties to expand its business overseas if it was required to set up an oil and gas business entity. The Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry's Directorate General will earmark 467 billion rupiah, 35.1 million Singapore dollar, this year to build 1,068 fishing boats in various sizes. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Senyum Hill in Batam. Stay tuned. Listeners, Batam is a city on Kepulauan Riau province. Besides, the city is called as industrial and trade city, Batam is also mentioned as tourism city because the city has many tourism destinations. At the city, there are many beautiful beaches such as Nongsa, Melur, Sekilak, and many others. Besides the beach, Batam also has natural scenery. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Senyum Hill. Listeners, Senyum Hill is located at Uncang Bay, Batu Aji, Batam City, Kepulauan Riau Province. The tourism spot is quite easy to be accessed because the spot is at surrounding city and offers beautiful scenery. From the hill, you can see Singapore, the traffic jam, pass over and over again of ship from Singapore to Batam or vice versa. Because of its location, which is on the highland, you can also enjoy the beauty of scenery during sunrise and sunset. Listeners, to enjoy the scenery on Senyum Hill, this can be held at noon or night. The beauty of sparkling of Batam City, which is lit by city's lights from the highland and push shining stars, also decorate the beauty of the city. Besides, the scenery of Singapore is also beautiful, starting from lights on the buildings and the passing airplanes at Changi Airport can be seen clearly from the hill. Listeners, the scenery on Senyum Hill will be seen more amazingly when New Year celebration. Most of Batam people will gather on Senyum Hill to see the beauty of fireworks, which are burned by Singapore's people. Around the hill, you can easily find various kinds of restaurants. But there is no lodging, so you are necessary to find lodging, which is quite far from the spot. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Senyum Hill in Batam. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Pergi ke Jogja, which in English means going to Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Pergi ke Jogja. Pergi ke Jogja. In English, going to Jogja. Saya baik. Saya baik. In English, I'm fine. Waktu luang. Waktu luang. Spare time. Minggu depan. Minggu depan. Next week. Menemani. Menemani. To accompany. Aku tidak bisa. Aku tidak bisa. I can't. Mengunjungi, mengunjungi, to visit. Berapa lama, berapa lama, how long. Mungkin, mungkin, maybe. Satu minggu, one week. Setelah itu, after that. Adikku, adikku, my younger sister or younger brother. Wisuda, wisuda, graduation. Baiklah, baiklah, alright. Terima kasih, thank you. Sampai jumpa, see you. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Pergi ke Yogyakarta, or in English means going to Yogyakarta. The conversation is between A. Nina and B. Lucy at the office. A. Nina. Hai Nina, apa kabar? Hai Nina, apa kabar? In English. Hai Nina, how are you? B. Lucy. Kabar baik, bagaimana denganmu? Kabar baik, bagaimana denganmu? I'm fine, how about you? Nina, saya baik juga. Apakah kamu ada waktu luang untuk menemaniku ke Bandung minggu depan? Apakah kamu ada waktu luang untuk menemaniku ke Bandung minggu depan? In English, I'm fine too. Do you have spare time to accompany me to Bandung next week? B. Lucy. Maaf, sayang sekali aku tidak bisa. Maaf, sayang sekali aku tidak bisa. In English, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I can't. Minggu depan, aku pergi ke Jogja menengok anakku. Minggu depan, aku pergi ke Jogja menengok anakku. In English, I will go to Yogyakarta to visit my son next week. Eh, Nina, berapa lama kamu di Jogja? Berapa lama kamu di Jogja? In English, how long will you be in Yogyakarta? B. Lucy. Mungkin satu minggu, setelah itu barulah aku bisa menemanimu ke Bandung. Mungkin satu minggu, setelah itu barulah aku bisa menemanimu ke Bandung. In English, maybe for 1 week. After that, I can accompany you to go to Bandung. Ada urusan apa di sana? Ada urusan apa di sana? In English, what will you do there? Eh, Nina, adikku diwisuda di Institut Teknologi Bandung ITB. Adikku diwisuda di Institut Teknologi Bandung ITB. In English, my sister will be inaugurated at Bandung Technology Institute, ITB. My sister will be inaugurated at Bandung Technology Institute, ITB. B. Lucy, oh baiklah, kita bisa ketemu minggu depan. Oh baiklah, kita bisa ketemu minggu depan. In English, alright, we will meet next week. A. Nina, terima kasih, sampai jumpa. Terima kasih, sampai jumpa. In English, thank you, see you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Now, in today's edition, we will present you Ari Lasso, an Indonesian famous pop singer. Not one person in this world who crave the falsity of love. True love should be followed with boundless sacrifice, such as love for country. The heroes are willing to sacrifice their lives for the sake of freedom. The fighting and sacrifice is the consequence of a true love. Speaking about true love, Ari Lasso, an Indonesian famous singer, devotes an expression of true love in tones and musical harmony in his song Cinta Sejati. Let's enjoy the song Cinta Sejati by Ari Lasso.
Jatuh cinta padamu sejak pertama kita bertemu. Dia mengulir relung hati, kau tak pernah peduli. Tuhan, mengapa kau yang tak mungkin untuk bersatu. Kau yang telah lama ku cintai, ada yang memiliki cinta.
sejati. Cinta ini jalan hiduplah membuat kita harus senantiasa bersama. Lewati segala suka duka, tiada cinta bicara. Cinta sejati tak akan pernah mati, selalu menghidupi ketulusan cinta ini.
Listener, you've just heard the song Cinta Sejati from Ari Lasso. Ari Lasso, a pop singer who began his career in Indonesia through its group Dewa 19, established since 1991. Together with his colleagues from Surabaya, Ari Lasso and Dewa 19 became one of the famous band in Indonesia at that time. The songs sung by Ari Lasso and were composed by Dewa 19 became hits in Indonesia at that time. Unfortunately, his togetherness with Dewa Group should end in 1999. Although he was ever falling into drugs, Ari Lasso can revive again and pursue a solo career, which puts it into an Indonesian famous male solo singer. One of the famous song is Hampa by Ari Lasso, and we'll play it to you. So happy listening.
Pejamkan mata ini, mencoba tuh melupakan segala kenangan indah tentang dirimu, tentang mimpiku. Semakin aku mencoba bayangmu, semakin datang
Listener, thanks still being with us in the regular music corner, which presents a few songs of Ari Lasso. His musical career had been halted, and in 2001 was the year of revival of Ari Lasso through his duet with Indonesian songwriter Melly Goeslaw, will strengthen the position of Ari Lasso as a solo singer. After that, many albums were released by Ari Lasso. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Aku Harus Pergi by Ari Lasso. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Sayangku, ku harus pergi. Tak usah engkau tangisi. Aku tak di
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.